Are you ready to start or what?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I was ready half an hour ago. All
right. Static. Hey, Bob. It's actually, this is Bob. You sound like you had a stroke, Miles. Are you all right?
I ate a lot of bacon, man.
What are you, like Elvis or something?
I'm full of
Hey, give me a peanut butter and banana sandwich and some bacon.
I'm bacon and two mush marshmallows and bacon.
What do I got? What's my agenda today?
Give me red.
What?
I want some bacon-flavored Pez.
Bacon-flavored Pez. Give me good... Get those people on the horn. I got an idea. They can make an Elvis Pez dispenser. This Pez is a bacon-flavored Pez.
Right.
Hook that up, Red. There you go.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Charlie Hobbs.
Are you okay there?
No, I'm not.
You're sounding a little bit like... you were sounding fine before, and then now you sound a little bit like... Larry Flint.
No, I'm tired, man. I'm physically tired.
I'm physically drained.
I'm drained.
I've been drained of all physical activities.
Yeah, I had to watch the Bears game today.
Oh, did you? Did you watch the Bears game? Seriously?
Most of it.
Is that the one that happened in England?
Yeah, I watched it. Most of it.
You want to talk about that or no?
They won.
Did they win, really?
They won, yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't realize that you could actually watch the Bears game in England.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe they would only show it over in England because they were there. Or
why would they do that?
I don't even know why they're in England.
Because they're trying to build their fan base.
Oh, okay. So, well, that makes sense.
You know, people like Mick. You know, Mick's going to be
Well, then why was the Buccaneers there? Because nobody likes them, do they?
I don't know.
Are they? They're like the Washington Generals or whoever follows around the Harlem Globetrotters.
I don't know. They won the Super Bowl once, I guess.
So. Buccaneers did, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Under John Gruden, a few years back.
I got no idea on that. No idea.
John Gruden was there.
Nope.
Never mind.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, obviously. So
don't care.
But yeah, so there, so it's good.
So why are you so tired then?
I'm tired. I had some things, and I'm tired.
I'm tired. I had some things.
There's only so many young cheerleader Facebook pages I can look at one time. I cannot.
Yeah, I believe that.
Go
yeah.
to every one I'd like to go to. There's only so many LFL players that I can visit, and
yeah.
Although I did have one comment, though. I did put up kind of a picture of a young lady hiking a football, kind of all bent over.
Yeah, that was an odd picture, a little bit odd.
I got that from some Japanese guy.
I know, your friend Tetsuro or whatever over there.
Yeah, I don't even, Katsaki, I don't know how to,
I don't know how to say his name.
Call him T.
But he is the Japanese autograph whore, yeah.
Yeah, he is the Japanese Beatles.
He's like your doppelganger over in Japan.
Hey, there are people like me. See?
There are. I had seen one of his other pictures. He was like with the Hooters girl, just like randomly.
Know.
Is that the same guy?
Yes.
And then it's like some other like cheerleader type girl, and he looked just like you. I'm like.
I know.
It's the Japanese Miles title right there.
I know, and he's cool, though. I mean,
then he's the one that had the hiking football girl, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he seems to get, like, some really top shelf, you know, nice.
Well, then maybe you should, you know. Well, right. I think in Japan that kind of stuff is a little bit more, you know,
he gets available. A lot more photo ops than I do.
Well, he gets around, evidently.
He's like Miles Title, but with money, baby.
Yeah, evidently he's got money. You should talk to him and tell him, you know, hey.
He has a disposable income.
Hook me up. Maybe he's worked. Maybe he's the president of a company or something. He said, "Hey, buddy, we have a lot of the same interests here. Let's."
I work for him. Hell yeah. Man.
Let's pool your resources with me, and I will do other things here for you.
I'll be the West Coast guy for him.
Yeah, you'll be you'll be the Western guy. He can be the Eastern guy.
So just that, and once again, I've told Smidge stay away from this model that I like, and once again.
Who's that? Who is that?
Kelly Windsor.
Oh, I saw that as well. Yes, very nice.
Yeah, and he had some perverted line which she liked, which I cannot believe.
What was that? Tell me.
It was something straight out of To Catch a Predator. And this guy, and she likes his comment, and it made me ill. It made me physically ill.
Because it wasn't your comment. That's the only thing that made you ill.
It was like, because she'd been saying she had a cold or a flu or something. She wasn't feeling good, and she kind of posted some naughty pictures.
He said something about an angry dragon or what?
No, this guy's like, daddy's sorry to hear his little girl is sick, but I wish I could be there with you, but an ocean separates us or something.
Oh, jeez.
What in the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
This is the creepiest thing anyone ever freaking wrote in their life, and this girl likes it. I'm like, give me a break.
Nice.
I'm like, I was physically ill to read.
Maybe
it.
She thinks he's got money.
I don't know. I'm like the F. Murray Abraham to
that's right.
Tom Holtz in Amadeus. It's just like I was just taken by it. I was.
You got his nose. You got the F. Murray Abraham's nose.
Huh?
You got F. Murray Abraham's nose, I think.
Yeah, I know. Why would God do this to me? I'm dealing with that right now.
Yeah, well, that's pretty harsh.
And then there was another picture where she's playing with her hair, and I go, well, that indicates that a woman's flirting.
Yeah.
And then this jackass from New Zealand pops in, butts into it, Mr. Budzinski.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, mate. That doesn't mean that. I know all about women. I got three teeth. I'm from New Zealand. fuck off.
I'm a Kiwi.
Freaking Kiwi. Freaking loser from New Zealand.
What do you mean it doesn't mean that? I have no idea, so I don't even know.
She's like, no, I wasn't 13. I was just moving my hair.
Just moving my hair.
I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Okay, it makes for better, you sell the story better if you say you were, though,
There you go. There you go.
Obviously, no one knows how to sell things except me, obviously, so.
And you're not even doing a very good job of it, so.
I suck at it, but I suck at it. So you see my frustration this weekend. I'm tired. I'm completely mentally tired.
I'm exhausted.
I'm trying to change the world through Facebook, and I can't.
Oh my God! Jump on the bandwagon there, Miles.
I can't.
Everybody's trying to change the fucking world through Facebook.
I got Smidge, I got Mr. Budinski, I got...
Sounds to me like you feel a little left out. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I did feel left out.
There you go. Let's be honest about it.
Now let's go to Twitter exclusively.
There you go. Just go to Twitter.
I'm just going to drop my account.
Yeah, you just drop your account, yeah.
I think I will.
I think that's all you should do.
So
you didn't do anything? You didn't go anywhere? I'm surprised.
Did I do anything and go anywhere? Let me see here.
Usually you're at five different festivals over the weekend, and then,
No, there's really,
Bob, let me tell you, I was at the Rock and Whore Festival, and they had, geologists along with whores.
If they had that, I would go. I would absolutely 100% go with that.
So we were hunting for geodes, and there's ladies down there giving hand jobs for, find a geode, get a hand job.
No, I didn't do. No, I've been laid up. I've had a bad knee. My knee has been jacked up.
Don't even tell me bad knees.
And I was trying because I was watching my son. He was in the marching band, and I was watching him and. It was Friday night.
Is it the remedial marching band? Is it all kazoos
in
their quarters?
No, he actually could play. Yeah,
okay.
But it hurt to sit there in the stands. I was incredible knee pain. I'm like, oh.
It wasn't your wee knee, was it, perhaps?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You're trying to fit into those Cavariccis, are you?
No, it's cutting off the blood flow. And it, like, snapped today. I was stepping over something today, and, like, I heard, you know.
Yeah. Did it feel better?
It's like a miracle, yeah. It's, like, totally... Whatever that was, it's, like, fixed itself.
It's a miracle. True blue spectacle. Miracle come true. Whoa.
So I had miracles.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, you're in a miracle mood, so.
Yeah, I have a miracle man.
Yeah, you're a miracle man.
So I got that going.
You got that going. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it's not all bad, I guess.
So you're pretty much all pissed off with a bad knee.
Yeah, I was.
All pissed off, got a bad knee. Looking at pictures of a naked New Zealander. She wasn't quite naked, but I don't know what's stopping her, to be honest with you. She could be naked for all you know.
Yeah, I know. What's the point of
why not?
Let's just see it, man.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd take a naked picture of yourself if she gave her one, you know, you won, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm just wondering if she had like that bubblegum labia problem.
You consider that a problem? Is that a problem?
No, I don't know. I'm just like, well, wait, what if that was an issue, though?
Could be. I don't know. I don't know if that's, you know, a huge issue. Is it?
Have you seen pictures of...
What?
Yeah, have you seen pictures of that?
I don't think so.
Would you want to?
No, I don't really want to. I'm not terribly interested, no. Just saying.
Another thing, too. Yeah, Manny's not too happy about you making fun of him last week, either. So.
Me? What are you talking about?
Are you scripted the show last week?
I did that script. It was all you on your own. Now that I had
really rip on Manny, man. Manny the mailman. Make fun of him while he's in Vegas, man.
I did not. I did not make fun of him.
I was a little embarrassed by it. But.
Oh, yeah. Scripting the show. Yeah, great.
Yeah, he called me out on that. So.
Well, it's with good reason. You're the one who said it.
Yeah. You're prompting. You're like.
No, I did not prompt anything. I did not have any control over you or what you said.
Start a war, man. Let's start it right now.
I have no control over you.
All right.
Or what you say.
All right.
Hell, I can barely get you to show up every week.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah,
it's like working with a rock star. I gotta like sober you up,
right?
To get you to do something,
right?
I gotta pry you away from the Facebook cheerleaders section, and then you know, I got a bug in here. Jeez Louise! All right, some bug is dive bombing me here. We had the windows all open today. I guess I got a hole in the screen or something.
Yeah.
Anywho, we got these Japanese beetles, you know, those little Japanese beetles.
Oh, you love those.
Oh, I hate these fucking things.
You love those.
I think one of them's in here. Dive bombed me.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while.
They came out today because it got warm down here.
Oh, okay.
They're all over the place.
You know, little orange guys?
Yeah, little orange guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while.
So, you know, I had an interesting weekend, somewhat.
You did?
Yeah, a little bit. I had to be at a conference, and you know, a very diverse group of people, you know, all ages, all races, you know.
Yeah.
All different abilities.
Okay.
So I'm going into this, you know, room for this conference, and I see this guy, and he's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
Now, he has some mobility in his legs, but obviously he's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Right? And so he's kind of like using one leg to kind of scoot himself forward a little bit. The other one doesn't seem to be doing a whole hell of a lot.
Right.
So he's got kind of like a one leg, one arm approach to things.
Is he not motorized? Or?
No, not motorized. No motor.
Didn't he have a hover around or something? Like
no hover around, no. So, and he obviously has some other issues, you know,
okay.
with sure. like his head seems to be moving involuntarily and stuff like that. So,
like Michael J. Fox?
No, worse than that. worse
like
than
Katie
that.
Hepburn? Or
worse than that. Worse than that.
Oh, shit.
Worse
oh,
than
yeah.
that. So I held the door for him.
Yeah. All
right. And I'm like, you know, let me get the door for you there. And I held the door, and then we get into the room, and I said, you know, do you want me to, you know, move one of these chairs for you? You can have a spot here. And he doesn't communicate extremely well. So we get through the door, and I'm just about ready to say, you want me to move one of these chairs? He shoots up out of this wheelchair, jumps right up out of the wheelchair.
Miracle!
It scared Miracle. The living hell out of me because I'm like, is he... Did he just launch himself out of his wheelchair?
What? He's like playing up the wheelchair thing or what?
No, he wasn't. That was the weirdest thing.
How did he shoot up?
I don't know, but it was just like, it was as if he was, you know, one of those toys that's got the suction cup and the spring and you push it down and it goes pawing. Yeah. He comes shooting out of his wheelchair and I thought he was taking a nosedive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was kind of all crooked and everything because one of his legs didn't work that well. And he kind of pivots around on one leg as he shot himself out of the wheelchair, throws his ass into a chair, pulls his wheelchair up and sits down. But, I mean, when he was approaching, his abilities to do that were super hidden. It was like a superpower.
Dr. Xavier.
He does this, you know, somewhat lopsided pirouette and lands in a chair, and I'm just dumbfounded. I'm still holding the door, kind of, you know. And I'm just like, I guess he's got it all taken care of. But
balancing plates next.
But I'm like, oh my God.
It's a miracle.
No, it was more like, is he going to throw himself headfirst into this table, is what I was thinking.
Monskiller, I can walk.
Did he have some kind of back spasm that threw him out of his wheelchair? I don't know.
Dr. Strangelove or something.
It was bizarre. I avoided him from that point on. I just want to tell you that.
If he asked for that pee bottle, I am not going
to. That's right. I'm not going to.
Get it himself.
I, you know, held the door and I was trying to be, you know, helpful, and that whole maneuver there just freaked me the hell out.
You are helpful. Helpful is your middle name.
I am very helpful. You're right. I am helpful. I try to be. I mean, I look around. If people need help, I help out, you know?
Yeah.
That's me, Mr. Helpful.
But, I mean, why couldn't the guy just stay in the wheelchair? Why didn't you just move, like, a seat around?
I don't know. It was just, you know, Jack in the Box or something. It was just, whoa. You know, if I had moved in a little quicker, I probably would have took it right under the chin with his head. You know what I mean? Bang.
Yeah,
all
right.
Because I would have never figured that he would have going to hop out of that chair like that, you know?
A freaking whirligig, you know?
That's right. That's what it was. Freaking it was a freaking whirly gig. You're right.
It's like a dreidel.
It's like a top. You come shooting out of there like a battle top.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was. I'm just glad I didn't laugh out loud because.
Professor Xavier.
That's right. That would have been a little bit embarrassing. You'd be like, what are you laughing at? You know what I mean?
Maybe it was just all a ruse, you know, like you do.
I don't think so.
Did he wink at you like?
No, it wasn't. He wasn't trying to pick up chicks, I don't think.
I got the best parking spot today.
That's right. And actually, where we were at, that would have probably been a good thing. So yeah.
I guarantee it.
I don't think he was. I don't think that he was faking. I think the issue is that he has some mobility, but not enough to, like, walk around or anything, so.
I'll be the first one to get lunch today.
He's like doing, that's right. I'll be head of the line, buddy.
Mm.
But man, I'm telling you, dude. Woo.
Yes, they called in the street.
He was spry whenever he did that maneuver. I'm like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't get out of that chair that fast and flip myself around like that. And he had, like, you know, an arm all curled up and everything, you know, so. And his neck wasn't, you know, he couldn't hold his head.
Didn't I see you in Total Recall or something?
That's right. It's like a life-size Quado.
Oh, my God.
Come closer.
What else can you do in that magic wheelchair, sir?
That's right.
You're kind of freaking me out at the conference.
That's true. I was just like...
If we got a couple jump ropes, could you do double dutch?
That's right. Could you double dutch in that? Yeah. Well, he didn't communicate a lot, so I'm guessing he had problems speaking as well, but that was just my...
Thank you, Mom.
No, it was more like, you know, he had like his jaw was real clenched and he couldn't hardly move it, so... I mean, dude, if you would have looked at him, you know what I mean? You're looking at him coming in there. It's like, boy, this guy's seriously fucked up. And then he does this move that's like, you know.
Like Michael Jordan.
He's Brian Boitano. He's doing like a triple camel, you know, thing.
Hey, pirouette, bitches. I don't know how you pronounce it.
He's like, you know, doing these moves, and it's like, I don't know what's going on. So
triple sow cow, bitches.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it was like, whoa. But it was a little freaky.
That woman back there, I don't need any help.
That's right. Thank you, fat lady.
Yeah. One more. Hey, crippled guy, you need it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How did you freaking do that? Holy freaking do that.
Yeah. No kidding.
Are they filming Paranormal Activity 4 here or what?
Right. That's right.
Jesus. Nothing happens.
Yeah. It's like he's got some kind of pneumatic launcher built into his wheelchair. It launches him out.
Get behind me, Beelzebub.
That's what it was like. It was like one of those weird puppet kind of maneuvers, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know, you know, that's it was, I will tell you, he's very practiced for whatever he was doing. If I were a woman,
yeah,
and I said, I would hesitate to say at this point, if you can haul your ass into this bed, I'll do whatever you want, because God damn it, he'd be there.
He's quick.
I feel like he probably plays that. That's probably one of his bets, you know what I mean?
And that's what ladies like.
That's what the ladies like. He's probably like, you know, if I can get over there in your lap in like the next 2 seconds, will you do me? And they go, well, sure, honey. Ring, there he is. It's like, boom. Oh, my God. He's like, how do you like me now?
Lucky you didn't wheel him into like a titty bar or something. Like, you want me to put you close to the bar? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
You'd be like, my one hand's not touching them. So yeah, this dude was amazing. He had some skills, mad skills.
Mad skills, bitches.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I was dumbfounded. Let me tell you. That's right.
Wow. That is weird.
He'd probably pick up more chicks than you would out in the wild there.
Well, that's not hard to do.
You and your smooth talking, I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah.
That's right. Watch me do a 360 here, ladies.
I don't think I've only had... two women try to pick me up since I've been married.
Oh, really? They're both men or something, or what?
No, they were women.
Oh, really? How would you know? How did you know they were trying to pick you up?
I read their minds.
Okay.
Well, I saw that one. That one that, you know, put her hand on my wee wee.
Yeah.
And then the other one that was fishing around in my pockets at that concert, man.
I thought that was the same one. Is that two different ones?
No, it was two different women.
You sure it just wasn't yourself, or no?
No, this was not a flight of mate either. This was like a real life. These are women, yeah.
I would have never figured, no. I don't.
Yeah, I was groped twice, actually.
Yeah, I have a feeling that your hand was groping as well as my thought.
No. Mm-mm.
You weren't groping yourself, were you?
No, well, after the fact, I was kicking myself, I guess. I wasn't groping myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Yeah, I always had the problem with the black girls wanting to pick me up. That was always the every.
Really?
I told you this before.
Maybe I do know this.
The African American ladies seemed to really like me at one point in time, and would always.
Do they still like you as much, or is that kind of?
It's kind of. I'm getting old, you know. So.
Yeah.
But there was a time where it's like any. When I was in the bar, it's just like, zoom, you know.
Bob and Matt, do you want to make me feel good?
Yeah. None of them look like Halle Berry, though, so.
Oh, okay. You're more like Precious.
That's right. It's more Precious. I don't know what my, you know, what the attraction was there, but... Yeah. They really seemed to like me. I there was more than one time I was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they said, hey, you know.
Yeah, no, they buy me a drink. Come sit down with me.
Really?
You know. Oh, yeah. Where are you from? Chatting me up.
Wow.
You know. Touching really? Me, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. I'm telling the truth. Telling the truth.
Wow. Really?
Oh, yeah. I was usually out with somebody or something, but...
Yeah, all right. Hey, Dad, I'll be back in a few minutes.
No, not
the
box
with Precious here.
I was usually out with some ladies, so...
We're going to go out to the Burger King bathroom here. I'll be
That's
back.
Right. I'll be right back with Precious.
I'll be back with Precious.
I mean, they're very nice ladies.
Did you act upon it?
Well, okay, you know, I'm going to be honest here. I'll be honest.
You did.
No, I did not. I did not.
You did.
I don't like to be touched, number one, right?
Yeah.
I don't like people that I don't know touching me.
Yeah.
I kind of freak out a little bit, right?
Right.
So... First of all, they were doing that, so it already sent me through the roof on, you know, I got to get out of here. I don't even know these people. They're touching me, you know. And it doesn't matter who you are if I don't know you.
Yeah.
And even if I do know you, for instance, I don't want you touching me. No offense.
Yeah.
But even if I do know you, chances are I don't want you to touch me. You know, I'm like, I'm a little bit like, what's his name, Howie Mandel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like anybody to touch him or anything.
I think more like Monk, but yeah.
Yeah, well, in that vein, exactly. I really got these things, so I can't...
Give me a wipe.
I can't stand it. And so they're all touchy, you know what I mean? They're trying to lure you in a little bit.
Is this
there.
One you used to have, like, your long, like...
Yeah, long hair.
Louis the 14th hairdo.
That's true. That's right. My very fey haircut or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Very foppish, as you would say, yes. No, I did have a lot of hair at that point, yes.
So you were just like a tease, like, oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
No, I was just minding my own business. That's the thing, so...
I was having a drink with my buds.
Dude, I'm having a drink, yes. I was out with my friends, generally speaking, yes, and then that was...
They're buying you drinks?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, I had the long hair and everything, and so... But it's But anybody would buy me a drink or want to, like, touch me or whatever, I would be that's not for me.
I didn't get offered no drink, though. That's kind of...
Really? You never got offered drinks?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I got drinks, sure. I got drinks more than once.
I was groped, but I...
And not only for just the It was from a couple other women I got drinks from, sure.
Did you accept or no?
Oh, yeah, I took the drink. Hell yeah, I'm cheap.
Were you roofied at any point?
Well, no, I saw him coming from the bar. I just didn't, like, sit down and go, oh, we'll have this drink.
All right, well, yeah, okay. Precious, I will drink this.
I would talk, but it's just, it really gets to be bad whenever people want to touch you and stuff. It's just, I don't know.
Touch what now?
No, you know, it's all chatty stuff. They touch your arm, they touch your shoulder, they touch your hair, you know.
Yeah.
They like to talk about that kind of stuff. It's like,
Yeah.
I mean, nobody. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you remember, what was it, when we were in college, Angie, when we were at a bar one time, remember, what would we call her? She used to wear the Herman Munster outfit. She was all touching me, and I got all aggravated with her. You remember that?
No, I think you're thinking about Roberta. I think.
Oh, well, yeah, Roberta would try to touch me, too. I got all mad at her, too. But
yeah.
No, Angie, we were at a bar with her and Mare and some of the other WIDB people.
Yeah.
And you were there. You were buying a bunch of drinks that night, I believe.
Oh, that
shark
night,
bite.
Yeah.
Shark bite.
Oh, that
night.
Yeah. Yeah, and the real Bible Mac came out that night. Yeah.
What did I do? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was touching me and stuff, and I was getting all upset. So.
Touching you how?
You know, just touching my arm and stuff, leaning on me and stuff. Yeah. I don't like any of that.
Wow.
Yeah, it bothers me. Yeah. I've told you this before.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Not I'm pretty. That, no. I'm,
well, maybe I haven't told you that, but I've told you about, you know, these kind of things.
Yeah, 25 years later, he tells me.
Well, I did. I thought it was pretty obvious. I think I told her to quit touching me.
Yeah.
I think I was that blunt.
Yeah. Hey,
I said, "Hey, can you get your hands off of me? Come on."
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you like it. You like to be touched. That's the funny part about this duo is you would love it if everybody came and touched you.
Not when I'm married, no, but, you know.
Oh, come on.
After more of my single years, yeah, but, yeah, no.
Well, anyway, given the opportunity to have women fawn on you a little bit and touch you, you would probably enjoy that. Is that correct?
You know, depend, I suppose,
Yeah, yeah, you know, so I'm just saying, I'm not that. That's not me. What?
A closed room with no cameras. Yeah, it'd be fine.
A closed room with no cameras.
Word against word, you know. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're talking today. I'm talking about when you were single.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, yeah, Angie was, like, touching me and stuff, and I was like,
Yeah.
She was just being silly, but... I think. I don't know. She may have been drinking. You bought a bunch of drinks, so. Everybody was pretty well snockered, and then I had to drive, so thank you very much.
You lived across the street.
No, I drove the van for the radio station
that
night.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Okay.
And then you got me all liquored up, and then I had to drive the damn thing back.
Oh, yeah.
With all the equipment and everything, because we were doing a remote.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember it, yeah.
And you, like, bought... I'm surprised I still don't have a couple of those cups because they're free cups. Remember that? We had a stack of cups.
I know, man.
You were like, I don't know where you got your money that week, but, I mean, you laid down some serious cash that night.
I took out some of the secretaries where I worked, the building I lived in. I took those girls out to eat once, too.
I know. Well, how'd that go?
It was a nice, you know.
So,
one good looking one fugly one, but you know, well, you know, yeah, all right.
Whatever,
you know,
yeah,
it was all worked out.
But I mean, we had a stack of cups that night, it was just a tower.
We did have a few drinks, yeah, we did this, yeah.
Do you remember that now, huh?
I do, yeah, I did. I didn't spend that much money.
That was a good time.
I don't remember it, I guess. I remember you were dancing. It was weird because you danced like one of the Peanuts characters, man. You're
That's
like,
true. I danced like
you
a Peanuts
You have some weird dance. That's the way you danced.
Was I Frankenstein or was I?
I remember you dancing to Ballroom Blitz. I don't know why I remember this, but it was weird because it was like a total Peanuts character dancing out there. Like,
it's a Ballroom Blitz.
What is this dance? Is this a dance?
Did you dance at all? I don't remember if you danced.
I danced, yeah. You can dance.
I don't know how you danced. I wasn't paying attention to you.
I was probably doing the sprinkler or something. I don't know.
Oh my goodness! I used to dance, you know, before you know I met you. I'd dance.
Yeah, I used to dance.
If I want to, yeah.
I danced with all them girls, all those library girls, went out to the girls'.
Parties. Did you really?
I still remember that because that song "Me So Horny" came out. I still remember that good-looking blonde girl.
Oh, there you go. Was she singing it to you?
In my mind, she was. Actually, no. But
it was a Judge Reinhold kind of moment, was it?
Yeah, when I came back a few minutes later, yeah. I was like, oh, God, that song's over, man.
Okay.
I remember making a little face, too, when she'd sing, like,
there you go.
Crunched up face, like, oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Very nice. I can see it.
If nobody knows what I mean by Judge Reinhold moment, that watch Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. Yeah, I think, yeah.
I'm just saying, some people might not know that movie.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, okay, you know.
Yeah, it's all
right. Who was the chick in that? Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates. Phoebe Cates would be your correct answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I don't. You know. Anything else to add here, Miles?
No, I think we pretty much covered the whole spectrum.
All right. Well, there you go. Good deal. Good show.
I was going to tell, actually.
Oh, I thought you already told it. I thought you told it.
No, I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say for next week. But actually, I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, you remember what you're going to tell? I thought you already said your piece. So I jumped in.
No, I did. I mean, but I was stalling because I couldn't think of it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a stalling show. It's the stall show.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So.
All right, well, wait, if anybody wants to catch you on Twitter, then what's your handle since you're going to be off Facebook now?
Just Miles Tidal, you know.
At Miles _ Tidal.
Yeah.
It's something like that. I can't remember. You want me to remember everything? I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, you can go to Hot. I don't care. Be on Facebook or some shit.